The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material. This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
We rebuilt the military. We took care of everything. All that beautiful stuff, that brand new stuff. And you know who has it now? The Taliban. It wasn't supposed to happen. Now we see they're wearing our uniforms.
I know.
And they're flying our helicopters. It's a disgrace.
I actually think AOC is very good for the Republican Party. She's very good for conservatives. I think she shows people just how radical the left has become.
Now, from the relieffactor.com. Studios. Here's Mike Gallagher.
Just how radical has the left become? Well, a white woman wearing a monkey mask can throw an egg at a black gubernatorial candidate, and the media doesn't cover it or doesn't even notice. I'm not even sure she got charged with a crime. Did you hear about this yesterday in Venice, California? Larry Elder? On the campaign trail, a miserable, wretched, vile young white woman put on a monkey mask and drove up to Larry and threw an egg at him, narrowly missing hitting him in the back of the head. A gorilla mask. What do you think would happen if Stacey Abrams were campaigning in Georgia for governor like she did and a white conservative threw an egg at her wearing a monkey mask? That's all we'd hear morning, noon, and night. That would be the lead story on every network newscast for days. It would probably make January 6th look like a walk in the park to the media. That would be the day that lives in infamy. A white man or a white woman wearing a monkey mask throws an egg at a black Democrat gubernatorial candidate. And probably rightfully so. That would be despicable. That would be hateful. Dare I say that'd be a hate crime. But when it's Larry Elder, a conservative, it's okay. It's all right. The media doesn't jump in. The media doesn't care because it's just Larry. He's a conservative. He's a Republican. So we're not going to pay any attention to this. Do you realize if that incident yesterday in Venice, California, got the media attention it deserved, Larry would probably be a shoo-in next week. Because Californians would be so disgusted with the activities of Democrats, make no mistake, she's a Democrat who doesn't believe Larry Elder should be allowed to present his views to the state of California and run for governor. So it's not a story. Candace Owens was talking to Brian Kilmeade last night on Fox News Channel and said this.
Yeah, I've seen this, and it's absolutely infuriating. I know Larry Elder. He's a friend. He's a mentor. He's on the board of the Blexit Foundation, which is my foundation. And let me say, tell you something right now. If this is on the other side, if a white woman wearing a monkey mask threw an egg at a black Democratic candidate, this would be wall-to-wall coverage. And actually, this might actually constitute a hate crime in Los Angeles. We need to find out exactly who this woman is. She needs to be arrested, and she should be charges need to be brought, because this is absolutely criminal and disgusting, and it might be racist. I'm unsure why she was wearing the monkey mask. I have no idea why she was wearing it, but I'd like to see more information about that.
And she's such a nasty human being, and she's a coward. She's screaming as the people confronted her around Larry, "Don't you put your hands on me. Don't you touch me." And then she slaps the guy that's trying to protect Larry, a middle-aged white guy who's trying to get in front of her, and she hits him. How does she not get arrested? How do we not know who she is? How have charges not been filed against this cretin, this racist woman? The Democrats are racist. The left is racist. What do you think the whole opposition to voter ID laws is all about? The left believes that black people are too ignorant to be capable of figuring out how to get a photo ID. They're the racists. And they're the ones who evidently are refusing to condemn a white woman wearing a monkey mask throwing an egg at Larry Elder. My gosh, I know the odds are against him, and I know how hard it's going to be to upend this failed Democrat governor, Gavin Newsom. But wow, what a victory that could be. What a victory that could be if Gavin Newsom is recalled and Larry Elder becomes the governor of California. It's not likely, it's improbable, but you know who was also unlikely and improbable? Donald Trump is president. It could happen, and they're freaking out. They're completely wigging out. You know what the lead story at the Washington Post was, online and in print today? Larry Elder's lies about blah, blah, blah. They're attacking him. They're throwing everything they can. They got Biden in there, supposedly going to campaign for Gavin Newsom. Kamala Harris. The machine, the beast, is revved up. And the reason the beast is revved up is because they're afraid Larry could do it. And when you've got a woman in a monkey mask representing the Democratic Party throwing an egg at a black man, that ought to get every American's attention. It certainly ought to get every Californian's attention. Our number is 800-655-MIKE. We got a lot of breaking news today, lots to cover. We're going to talk to Victory Boyd, that singer who was fired by the NFL for refusing to get vaccinated before singing the Star Spangled Banner tonight before the Cowboys Tampa Bay game here in Tampa Bay at Raymond James Stadium. She's been fired. She's going to join us and tell us about her experience. I want to get your reaction, though. Again, white woman with a monkey mask hurling an egg at the head of Larry Elder. Let me get your take on it. 1-800-655-MIKE here in the ReliefFactor.com studios for a Thursday, September the 9th. Is it a stretch to say that's a racist act? Is it a bridge too far to say that the left is racist? Do you think this woman should be identified, charged with a hate crime? A monkey mask? This is like beyond parody from the dark left, the nefarious lunatics on the left, and the media, nothing but a big fat yawn, crickets from the mainstream media. Are you surprised? 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. I hope you join us.
Listen to Mike on all your Amazon Echo devices. Just tell Alexa to play The Mike Gallagher Show.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Gallagher.
Hi. If that woman, portraying that Larry Elder isn't racist, the fact that the media is not covering it is. That's racist. The people who are telling everybody else they're racist are the ones who are. Thanks.
Good day, Mike. I am so sick and tired of listening to what these Democrats are doing. They're making a mockery of this country. I am at wit's end, and I hope every red-blooded American Republican gets out next year at midterm elections and vote these damn Democrats out of office. They're making a mockery of this country, and I am just sick and tired of hearing it. These Democrats doing what they're doing to this country. They're running it into the ground and deep. Thank you, Mike. You have a good day.
Hard to argue with him. Sure feels like the Democrats are doing all they can to destroy this country from within. I don't know how else you describe it. How do you ignore a racist act like a white woman in a monkey mask throwing an egg at a black gubernatorial candidate? And not being arrested and not being, and this isn't being covered. This isn't even being, unless you watch Fox News or read the Epic Times, there's no media coverage of this. And of course, we shouldn't be shocked at that. Democrats are allowed to be filthy racists if it involves a black conservative. Just ask Clarence Thomas. Just ask anybody who dares to voice conservative or right-of-center views who happens to be African-American. Portions of our show are brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans. Let's start with John. Hey, John, did you see the video of the white woman in the gorilla mask with Larry Elder?
No, I did not see that. I started listening and heard about it today.
Yep. What do you think?
And I kind of go... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
What do you think?
Well, you know, when I was listening to what you were saying about the media and the non-coverage, like I said, I just now hear about this today. And that's the problem that I'm having with the Democratic Party. It's even with your social media. They block anything that has to do with the Republic that is actually doing good.
Yep.
Another big issue I have is how Donald Trump got so much backlash on how much or how he talked to people and how he treated them. But the Democratic Party is doing the same thing, but worse. But it's praised.
Exactly. It gets lifted up. It gets supported. It gets validated. And by not covering this, they're validating this. By not denouncing her, the Democrats support this. There should be, I mean, is Gavin Newsom going to condemn one of his supporters wearing a monkey mask, assaulting Larry Elder? No. We won't hear a word from him. And if we do, I'll be the first to apologize. Don't hold your breath. Don't hold your breath. Ron's in California. Hey, big week, September 14th next week is the day of the recall. How do you see it, Ron?
You know, Mike, we Californians, we have a chance to do something big here. The Larry Elders of the world don't come along every day. And this guy's willing to give it a shot for us, you know, to bring us back. But I'm going to tell you something. I live here in California. I've lived from San Diego up to Los Angeles, you know, the Riverside area. Mm-hmm. You know, our high taxes, our homeless problems. Everybody comes to this state for a free ride, the illegal, you know. And I'll tell you, I'm just sick of it. The Democrats have ruined this state, and it's just getting worse. They vilify the police out here. It's mm-hmm. just an absolute joke.
You know what it's going to take, Ron? It's not going to take you don't have enough Republicans to make this happen next week, but it's going to take enough disgusted Democrats. And there's got to be Democrats who know about the miserable leadership of Gavin Newsom and why he deserves to be recalled and his failed governorship. It's going to take a number of Democrats to vote for this recall in order for this to happen.
Absolutely. You know, it cost me $25 to fill up my motorcycle to get back and forth to work. And I'm going to tell you something, Mike. God bless Larry Elder.
Bet.
And let's get him in here.
Well, I'm praying. We're praying hard for California. It'll be a miracle. I know it'll be tough. I know, but maybe this incident, and Larry, of course, is going to probably respond with the kind of grace and poise and class that he possesses. But this is today's Democrat Party, and America is watching. And we got to get the word out, and a lot of people have talked about this and spread it on social media. I mean, we are in trouble. We got a country, and nationally, we got a president who once again, yesterday, is standing up in front of the cameras and the microphones and seems utterly lost and refers to this mysterious force that evidently is telling him what to do. Remember the other day, I'm supposed to take this question. I'm supposed to be over here. They tell me I'm supposed to do. He did it again yesterday.
I'm sorry to go on so long, but I can't thank you enough for all you've done for the country and what you've done for me over my career. You've educated me, you brought me along, and you've always been there. Now, I'm supposed to stop and walk out of the room here. I'm going to stop, but with your permission, I'm going to walk into the room because I want to say hello to all. Thank you.
Was he joking? Lord God, please tell me he was joking. Dear Lord, tell me he, because he wasn't laughing. They laughed at him, but he wasn't smiling. I think he's serious. I think we have a president who is completely infirm. I think we have a president who is senile. 1-800-655-MIKE. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
Bro, do I have to sue CNN? They keep saying I'm taking horse dewormer. I literally got it from a doctor. It's an American company. Mm-hmm. They won the Nobel Prize in 2015 for use in human beings. CNN is saying I'm taking horse dewormer. Well, they must know that that's a lie.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Incidentally, a friend of mine sent a statement that was released by the Texas State Board of Pharmacy. Proclaiming that they are not going to be making decisions about ivermectin or any other drug that a doctor prescribes. I shared with you the story about how some goofy pharmacist in a blue city, in a blue state, who my doctor accidentally called the wrong pharmacy. And it's a national chain. And there's been, it's CVS. I'll tell you the chain because it's been in the news that CVS is refusing, at least some locations, to dispense ivermectin, a drug that, according to reports at the NIH website, shows promising results in preventing and battling COVID. But yet, the woke pharmacist called me back and said, not only will we be refusing to fill ivermectin for you, but you're not going to, there'll be other pharmacies around that won't do it either. Oh, I've got the voicemail. We got the receipts.
Hi, this is calling from. This message is for Michael. Just letting you know that we received a prescription from your doctor, but unfortunately, I am unable to fill this prescription. If you have any questions, our phone number is. But just letting you know, there are very few pharmacies that are going to be willing to fill this prescription. So just a heads up. Again, if you have any questions, thank you.
Don't you love how her little sing-songy, chirpy voice sort of takes an ominous tone? Just letting you know, there are very few pharmacies that will prescribe, that will dispense ivermectin. I mean, she does. She did. Hey, thank you. Have a good day. Thank you. Well, the Texas State Board of Pharmacy is aware of this controversy, and they issued a press release, a joint statement from the Texas Medical Board and the Texas State Board of Pharmacy that says they do not endorse or prohibit any particular prescribed drugs or treatment for COVID-19 that meet the standard of care. Drugs are permitted to be prescribed off-label. I repeat, drugs are permitted to be prescribed off-label. Little chirpy, sing-songy, woke pharmacist in the blue city needs to hear this. The Texas State Board of Pharmacy statement goes on to say, it is the professional judgment of each physician to write their prescriptions while meeting all applicable federal and state statutes and rules. Similarly, each pharmacist must use their professional judgment in dispensing valid prescriptions while meeting all applicable federal and state statutes and rules. More COVID craziness. A pharmacist calling, and I called her back. I wish I could have recorded my conversation with her, because that got even better, where she was challenging me about why I'm taking ivermectin and insisting she didn't have a political agenda. And then the classic, her last name. I'm dying to tell you her last name. I can't do it, though. I don't want to embarrass her. I don't want people to call her. But wow, if you heard her name, you would flip. Isn't it funny? They insist that pharmacists must give out abortive drugs, birth control pills and abortive drugs, the morning after pill. How dare a pharmacist refuse to dispense that? But ivermectin? No can do. That's a bridge too far. Again, I beg you, go to the National Institutes of Health own website, NIH.gov. Type ivermectin COVID in the search bar or in this, you know, the magnifying glass to search. And look at the studies that are posted at the NIH website about the effectiveness of COVID. I mean, of ivermectin. These people are crazy. I had a crazy experience yesterday over COVID. Get on the elevator in my apartment building. There's a little old lady sitting there, standing there with a mask on. There's another guy without a mask. I'm thinking, well, there's only two of them. She's got the mask on. My building has a no mask mandate policy. The HOA decided we're not going to force people to wear masks. I get on the elevator. Well, she flips out. Now there's two of you without a mask on. I'm getting off this elevator. This is so rude. She starts blasting me. And being the jerk that I'm occasionally, I blasted her right back. I didn't blast her. I said, ma'am, I'm fully vaccinated. You can relax. She screams at me from, now she's out in the hallway as the door elevator doors are closing. You don't know what you're talking about. She said, I'm fully vaccinated too. You should be wearing a mask. Screaming at me. So the guy, now the elevator closes and the guy with the dog and I have a nice chuckle. But I felt terrible about it because this woman's miserable. And I was talking to actually my boss, Phil Boyce, who had some words of wisdom. He said, wear the mask. How long's the elevator ride? I said, about 20 seconds. He said, put the mask on. All you're going to do is sacrifice 20 seconds of your life to put the mask on so the little old lady doesn't have a meltdown. And I thought about it, and I thought about it, and I thought about it, and I realized he's right. Now, you might get mad at me, but you shouldn't. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. And for a woman to be that upset and angry, this miserable little old lady, I shouldn't contribute to her misery. She's already scared. She must think that, you know, COVID's just waiting to get her. She's got her mask on the elevator. I mean, everything is on my side. The science is supposed. I'm vaccinated. What's she worried about? She's vaccinated. But she's scared. And if me putting a mask on relieves the anxiety of a frightened, angry, elderly lady, then you know what? I'm going to put the mask on. Phil's right. It was good advice, and I'm glad I talked to him. And you might, again, you can be mad at me, so be it. Why would you give in? I'm not giving in. I'm taking 30 seconds of my life. I've got the mask in my back pocket all the time anyway. I'm going to pop it on when I get out of the car and get on the elevator and take it off when I get into my apartment. Why not? Why not? 1-800-655-MIKE. Let me know what you think. I'm sure I'm going to get blasted. Go ahead. Have your way with me. Go attack me. Go yell at me. I'm giving in. I've caved. Why contribute? Why add to her unhappiness? Why create more anxiety for her? So, if you see it differently, let me know, but that's okay. 1-800-655-MIKE. Incidentally, speaking to Larry Elder, he's scheduled to be on stage with us Thursday, September 23rd, here in the Tampa Bay area. It's going to be a great event. The Job Creators Network presenting the Bring Small Businesses Back Tour. Governor Ron DeSantis is going to be with us. I'll be on stage. Larry Elder, the great Alfredo Ortiz, Rebecca Walzer, who's a frequent guest on Fox Business Channel. It's going to be a lively panel discussion. We're going to talk about all things businesses, and I'm sure COVID, and maybe Ron DeSantis's perhaps presidential ambitions. It's Thursday evening, September 23rd, at the Grand Hyatt Tampa Bay. Get your tickets at theanswertampa.com, theanswertampa.com. Can't wait. Hope you can join us in person. Paul has the same point about that I made about pharmacists being expected to hand out abortive drugs, but not ivermectin. Hi, Paul. Welcome. How are you?
Hi, Mike. Honored to speak with you this morning. I agree with you. You know, the left goes on and on about a woman's choice of taking birth control. And,
my body, and, my choice.
Exactly. Why can't you take ivermectin? I mean, if you want to take it, come on. You know,
why do they care if I? Why do they care if I want to take it? You know, I mean, what is it that upsets them? What? Yeah, because it might work. Yeah, and guess what? It costs pennies a tablet versus $1,000 a pill for the other ones.
Yeah, yes.
It's COVID craziness, Paul. Thank you so much. I appreciate your kind words. They're very nice of you. 17 minutes before the hour. More coming up here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. And go ahead, let's just take a segment. If you want to blast me, I've made a decision, a personal decision, going to wear the mask on behalf of the little old ladies of my building who are so scared. But, you know, I'm sure if I'm having a conflict like this, maybe you are too somewhere. We're all kind of living through this together. Ultimately, we ought to try to be a little bit kind to one another rather than in each other's faces all the time. But if you see it differently, again, have at it. 1-800-655-MIKE. Also, some breaking news. It looks like one of the stranded planes with hundreds of people, including Americans, has left their wheels up out of Kabul, Afghanistan. We'll give you an update on that next.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com. Gallagher Show.
The Associated Press is reporting that one of those chartered planes that was grounded by the Taliban has left. Their wheels up. Looks like hundreds of people are on their way out of Kabul, including Americans. I'll give you more details on that coming up.
Mike, I wanted to respond to your topic of wearing the mask to not create anxiety in an old lady. What if wearing the mask is perpetuating her fear and you are creating anxiety by continuing with her fear?
Hi, Mike. This is Pat from Pittsburgh. Listen, I thoroughly enjoy everything you say, and the truth has to come out with this idiot that we've got in the White House. The nuts are running it, not the people. Thank you. You have a good day.
The inmates seem to be running the asylum. Lots of text messages on the MyPillow text line reacting to my encounter with the angry little old lady on the elevator yesterday over the mask. From Ricky, I refuse to appease people like that. Why can't people like that be better? It's not my responsibility to make an angry person feel better. Here's Carl. When the masked Nazis come at me, I just smile and say nothing. Here's another one. It's more than that, Mike. You're letting her fear and ignorance control what you do. From Atlanta. Thank you, Mike. That was the right decision. I'm proud of you. Mike, listening to your story about the lady in the elevator and your willingness to put a mask on to just to make her feel better, I think it's a demonstration of your character. Remember, we're called as Christians to treat others with love. I'm not a mask advocate, but I think you made the right decision. God bless. And here's one more. Respectfully, I think you're wrong to wear the mask because of the little old lady. Here's why. If the mask works, then she has nothing to be afraid of. Yeah, but she is afraid. I understand that. I understand she's not really being rational. But why add to her anxiety? It's 30 seconds. Let's see what you think, though. I'm sure I'm probably alone on this. Greg, you're up. Hey, Greg, how you doing, sir?
Great, thank you.
Yes, sir.
I feel like you're giving in to the heckler's veto. Just because some nutcase has some anti-scientific opinion that has nothing to do with reality doesn't mean that you have to change your life and do something that's somewhat harmful to you. If you're fully vaccinated, there's completely no point in it. The virus.
Well, Wait a minute. What's harmful to me to wear a mask for 25 seconds on an elevator? Why is it harmful to me? Huh?
It's mildly harmful. It increases what? Your carbon dioxide levels. It's
oh, come on, Greg. It's 20 seconds.
Absolutely.
Come on. I mean, there's nothing harmful about putting a piece of cloth over my mouth
mildly
for 30
harmful.
Seconds.
Mildly okay. harmful.
All right. Well, you know what's majorly harmful? A little old lady having a heart attack in the hall of my apartment building because she's all upset because she thinks she's about to get COVID. That's a little more harmful than me putting a mask on for 30 seconds. I'll take my chances with getting carbon monoxide poisoning or whatever I'm going to get from wearing the mask. See, this is the problem. It's like, and she's not a heckler. She's just a miserable, unhappy, frightened little old lady. I mean, I shouldn't stop saying miserable. She's scared, you know? And why do I want to contribute to her fears? It's okay. You know? It's all right. I don't know. Paul, but I figured I would get blasted for this. I was ready for it. Here's Paul. Hey, Paul, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I just wanted to tell you that I thought it would have been a good idea if you would have asked her if she's been vaccinated.
She told me she was. She did say. I told her I was vaccinated, and she said I am too.
Oh, okay, well.
Yeah,
I guess she doesn't trust the vaccination.
I guess she doesn't believe in the vaccine. I guess she doesn't trust the science. I guess she doesn't think. And I just thought about her too last night. She's going to live the rest of her life in fear and of this virus. And it's hard not to when you see the media propaganda, not to say this virus isn't real. And it is real. I just heard yesterday an executive at iHeartMedia, one of the big radio companies. I think his name was Tom Banks. He was the director of talent and talent scouting for iHeartRadio. He died of COVID, 53 years old. 50-something years old, he died of COVID. And, you know, look at the radio hosts. Phil Valentine and Mark Bernier half a dozen radio hosts who've died from COVID. Some of whom, their dying wish was that they wished they had gotten the vaccine, according to Phil Valentine's family. And people don't want to hear that. But it is a real thing. Let's not pretend the virus doesn't exist. On the other hand, we have got to learn to live with this thing. I admit, I'm now, when I hear about having to get a booster, I'm starting to get worried about that. I'll probably get it, but I have to admit, I'm a lot less enthusiastic of a booster shot than I was the original Johnson & Johnson shot. And incidentally, if you got the J&J, have you noticed they never talk about the Johnson & Johnson single dose? They always talk about Pfizer and Moderna and the two shots. And you're going to get a third shot. You're going to get a third shot. You're going to get a third booster. What do you mean a third? I've only had one, as have millions of us. But they never talk about the Johnson. I don't get it. There's so much. Frankly, you and I both know they're making up a lot of this crap as they go. But they've also petrified millions of Americans. And we ought to at least acknowledge that. And I don't want, when I thought of her going to bed, I thought of her last night. I thought she's going to live the rest of her life with a mask on in fear. And that's a tough way to live. And I don't want to add to her discomfort or her misery. So be it. You know, she made her choice and got off the elevator. Coming up, a young woman who didn't have a choice. She was all set to sing the national anthem before tonight's Tampa Bay-Dallas Cowboys game, but she got fired for not getting the vaccine. She's going to join us. We're going to talk to Victory Boyd coming up. You're not going to want to miss it.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.